Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The New World Report with Joseph Umar. Senator Cabal could not join us this week. She'll return soon enough to comment on the violence and threat and apparent complete breakdown of order in parts of Colombia, chiefly the capital. The new foreign minister of Colombia, also the vice president, is in the United States to comment to members of Congress and to the media about the upset of Colombia's order. This is a very close ally of the United States, and in the region it was seen as an oasis of democracy and stability. But the pandemic's upset everything in every country, and it will be some time before we measure, was it the pandemic? Was it the vaccine? Was it the inability to work for a year? Was it the fact that winter's coming on in South America, which is always a threat for us, a surge in cases and positive cases. But now we go to Panama. The Panamanian border with Colombia is famous in that the Pan-American Highway breaks in Panama, in Darien province, and doesn't begin again until Colombia's 60 miles through a jungle, a triple canopy jungle called the Darien Gap. And after many weeks of reporting on the migrants flowing from Colombia through that gap into Panama, where they're bused to Costa Rica on their way north, they're received in Panama by the Panamanian authorities. Migrants from all over the world, from Africa, from Asia, from Central Asia, from East Asia, certainly from other parts of Latin America and Cuba, these migrants are now facing a closed border. A surprise closed border, and the Panamanian authorities, who after all have been assisting the migrants to a camp that's established in Darien that feeds and takes care of them when they come through the jungle, a rough passageway, and then busing them through Panama to the Costa Rican border where they're handed over to Costa Rican authorities on their way north, suddenly the border is closed. Joseph Umar is here to help me understand this. Did this surprise you, Joseph, the shutting of the border? The explanation was the virus, but the virus has been amongst us for a year.
No, it didn't surprise me, John, and I think the main reason it didn't surprise me is because Panama is a very small country, and they're very worried not just about the virus, but they're worried about the levels of migration that are taking place that have been happening before the pandemic and that can continue to surge in this period, kind of not post-pandemic, but as we move to another phase. The biggest migration is that of Venezuela. You know, we're talking about 5.5 or 5.6 million Venezuelan migrants that have left the country since 2014. That's almost the size of all the population of Panama in together. Now, a lot of that's going into Colombia. They go into other countries as well. But as they go into Colombia, some stay in Colombia, but some continue to move forward even through the Darien Gap into Panama. And I think Panama's concerned about that. There's been some news in Colombia that President Duque is considering reopening his border with Venezuela on June 1st, so in a few days. And that obviously, I think, has alerted the Panamanian authorities who can't withstand more migration of Venezuelans passing through Colombia into Panama. The second is the Haitians. This is the kind of the untold migration crisis, the untold border crisis in the Western Hemisphere, because we know about the Venezuelans. We talk about that quite a bit. We obviously know our border crisis and immigration situation we have from Central America and Mexico, but we don't talk a lot about the Haitians, and that's a huge migration that's happening between Haiti and the Caribbean. There's been over more than 500,000 migrants that have left Haiti since 2018, so the last few years, and a lot of those go to the Dominican Republic next door, to the point that the current government of the Dominican Republic is building a wall with their border with Haiti because they just can't handle this level of migration. But a lot of those migrants also trek all the way south into Colombia, Ecuador, or Panama, and then move up. In fact, a lot of the reported 11,000 irregular migrants that has increased crossing through the Darien Gap in the first 4 months of this year in 2021, a lot of those are coming from Haiti, I believe, according to the National Migration Service of Panama. Close to 80% of those are Haitians. So they're worried about that as well. So they're looking at all these migration crises in Panama, like Guatemala, is one of those choke points. It's where all the migrants end up coming through. And it's a very small country. It doesn't have the infrastructure or the resources to deal with it.
Joseph, a puzzle. You mentioned the Haitians, but Cubans as well. That surprised me. It surprised me that they were able to reach Panama. And it surprised me that they had left Cuba in this fashion, by boat, I'm presuming. And it surprised me that they were making their way north, given that the Cubans, don't they have a very large diaspora in Florida? Wouldn't that be the natural place to go? Or is it just impossible for them to get entry into Florida? Has that been closed? There were many years of boat people coming from Cuba, but they had to come by boat. If they're in Panama, they could. It doesn't make sense, Joseph, does it?
No, so that's a great point, John. And like this is very irregular migration coming from both the Haitians and the Cubans, which are geographically much closer to the United States than they are to Panama. But one of the reasons, and then we talked about this before, but one of the reasons why they're going this extra long geographic route is because there's an infrastructure being developed among several countries that are mostly NGOs, but there are other entities as well, that are providing services, both health services, food services, to be able to push the migrants along this route. So while you have the traditional geographic route between Florida and Cuba or Florida and Haiti, migrants are choosing which would be the longer but maybe safer route along these islands in the Caribbean into Colombia or even Venezuela into Panama or Ecuador, because it provides them with services. And this has become kind of a big business. There are both human smugglers that are using these routes, and there's also NGOs that have been using these routes. And this creates a perverse incentive to have the migrants take a longer route. And then what it does is it creates a little bit more confusion for the countries that have to deal with levels of migration that they weren't previously dealing with before.
Joseph Umar, he's the executive director of Secure Free Society. We will speak again with Senator Cabal when she returns to comment on the Colombia disorder. This is the New World Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Boto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are,
and that's who we care about.
Play for free at Moto.us.
Boto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.